You know, I told you earlier this morning, this story was trending about this man who stormed the field at the Monday Night Football game last night, who went out onto the field, and initially, initial reports I was seeing, this guy was streaking out on the field. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a streaker. He was not a streaker. He was not a streaker. He was an animal rights activist. And I'm not going to give you any more details than that. Honestly, here's what happened if you missed it. This was a game between the San Francisco 49ers, Los Angeles Rams at Levi Stadium. And this man was not shown by the cameras on the main ESPN telecast, but on ESPN2, they showed it. Peyton Manning said, "We should be able to show that." So they did. They show the man running across the field, pink smoke trailing behind him. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I saw this. This was being reported earlier this morning as a streaker. And I'm like, no. He was not. This was not a streaker. He was not attempting to disrobe. He's trailing pink smoke behind him. And so Peyton Manning shows it. And what happened is that Bobby Wagner and Tack McKinley pancake this guy on the field. They get up on the side, boom, down he goes. And I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. So forgive me, people who they want to interrupt an NFL game and it's about them and their issue. What they're protesting is treatment by Smithfield. They're protesting treatment by Smithfield. Don't care. Don't care about them. Don't care about their cause. Don't care. What's your reaction to this? 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. And now the New York Post is dutifully showing, identifying the fan. He's an animal rights activist, and this is what. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? It's that moment where he got tackled. That's all I care about. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. That moment that he got pancaked, that's what I care about. That's hilarious. So Bobby Wagner and Tack McKinley of the Rams get up and they pancaked. And Peyton Manning said, "That's what we're talking about. Wagner, a veteran. Get him down, get out, and let these guys talking about security, and let security take over," he's saying. And then Manny said, "Amateur hour there. If you're going to streak, you got to go full throttle and go nude, right? What is this?" I knew what it was the minute I saw it. Because I even said this earlier this morning. New York Post story saying a streaker, and I'm like, that's not a streaker. That's not a streaker. This guy is not attempting to disrobe. He's not attempting to take his clothes off. He's got smoke trailing behind him. I went, now he's making a statement. And I knew, I'm not going to identify the guy. I'm not going to identify the group. I could care less. I could absolutely care less. So security caught up with the guy, hauled him off. And this is the kind of nonsense that this group is up to. And, they are going after Smithfield. Smithfield will do anything to hide its abuses from the public. Oh, please, give me an absolute break. These people, and what do they do? And they know that if they do something like this, they're able to pull it off, okay? They're able to get attention. They're wearing their shirt And they're able to get attention. They know the media dutifully is going to report on it. And it's like, oh, give me a break. You know what I want to see? I want to see that tackle. I want to see that tackle. I want to see Bobby Wagner and Tank McKinley slam this guy to the ground. That's what I want to see. I do not want to see. I do not want to hear what his cause is. Don't care. Don't care. Not part of it. Not going to. It's absolutely incredible. So that story has been trending. And again, I mentioned it earlier this morning. And since then, now the New York Post has got the update. Who the man is, who cares? Seriously. I just cannot believe that you care. Ran across this story. And I was a little bit shocked by this. And I don't know if it's because we spend so much, you know, we're covering the news. This is a survey that says, and this goes out to journalists. This is from the Poynter Institute, okay? The Poynter Institute telling journalists half of Americans have not heard about the new COVID-19 vaccine boosters. Have you heard about the boosters? Have you heard about the boosters? Half of Americans have not heard about the COVID-19 boosters. They cannot believe this. Most Americans are only vaguely aware that a new booster shot for COVID-19 is available and that they are eligible to get it to protect against the Omicron subvariants. How could you be unaware? Because the state media has been, oh, Dr. Fauci has been out ad nauseum. You know, Drew Altman, the president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, said America is not rushing out to get the new booster. Duh! Are you surprised by that? I'm not. I think Americans who are following this issue, they're, and Dr. Fauci out there saying, oh, I get, you know, we've gotten to a point where every year, just like you go get the flu shot, Americans are going to have to go get whatever the new, you know, the new shot is. You're going to have to go out and get it annually. This is what Dr. Fauci said recently. You'll have to go out and get it annually, and this will just become just like the flu shot, and I'm... No, it won't. Not for me, it won't. Not for me, it won't. What about you? I have a hard time believing that Americans are not are unaware of this or only vaguely aware of this. I just think there is a difference between not being aware and saying, hell no, I'm not getting the booster, right? There is an absolute difference, and I just don't know that that's out there. Older adults, one of the groups most at risk for serious complications of a coronavirus infection, almost half of adults, 65 and older, say they have gotten the booster or intend to get it as soon as possible, 45%. About 1 in 5 parents of children ages 6 months through 4 years old say their child has gotten vaccinated for COVID-19, about 20%. I think people have done their homework. I think there is a reason behind this as to why people are not showing up in insignificant numbers. They say this is not a matter of people ignoring or not trusting the new vaccine. Insignificant numbers, people say they don't know if they're eligible for the new booster dose. Is that true? You know, you're it in regard to, you know, a booster dose. So, and then the journalists, this shows how important it is for you to turn your attention back to COVID-19, not wait for a fall or winter surge to again get interested. What I hate about these emails from the Poynter Institute. Like, seriously, wow. So journalists, yes, the media, you got to get out there, got to do the heavy lifting here. Are you unaware of it? I have a really hard time believing that because we have talked about it ad nauseum. I mean, we really have. We have talked about COVID-19. We have talked about getting the shot and then as to whether or not you would get the boosters. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this show. How could so many people be unaware? That's, I would love to get your reaction to this. The Kellum Hotline's always open at 336-1320, 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435, 800-228-4435. And you can email me anytime, greg@kelloradio.com. It's greg@kelloradio.com. If you want to drop an email to me. So I just don't. We have talked about COVID. We've talked about what Dr. Fauci is saying. We've talked about him, saying that the most recent is that Americans then, just like the flu shot, every year you'll have to go out and get a booster, COVID-19, each year. We've talked about this repeatedly. We've talked about as to whether or not would you vaccinate your kids. I mean, that's a question I've asked you as we have talked about this. Would you get your children vaccinated against COVID-19? So I would love to hear from you. 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. 336-1320 if you want to join the program. Toll free, 800-228-4435. And I think some of these issues, the more that the media wants to pick up on it, I wonder, do you become more hesitant given if the media then is pushing it and the media is spending more and more time on it, the media generally has not done a very good job to earn trust among many Americans. I certainly would be one of them. I wonder if you feel that way. I love hearing from you. Angie, I'm glad you called. You're on Kello.
Hi, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So I'm with you 100%. Unfortunately, I had to get the vaccine for my job at the initial state of it all. Last fall, but I had some side effects that I'm uncertain of its care and how it handles and what it does for you. But I multiple times passed out. I felt nauseous all the time, and I do not support it. I think they pushed it way too soon.
What are you getting any help from your doctor, physicians as to what's going on with you, Angie?
No, it's more just I just feel sick a lot, and it's faded as the vaccine has worn off, but I have no support in it. I have no faith in it. I know people say, well, it did what it was supposed to do, because then I did get COVID, and ever since then I've still felt crappy, and I'm with you. I don't think it's something they should have pushed, should have enforced on people, and I think it's criminal what they're doing to the children, because who knows what outcomes could come from the kids getting the shot.
So as we talk about, and again, this half of Americans saying they've not heard about the new vaccine boosters, what's your reaction to that news?
I think some people are just blinded by it, and I think some people are honestly tired of hearing about it.
So some people, I agree. That's me.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm among those people. It's like, wow.
Yeah. The thing with media a lot is they live in the past, and they're trying to push certain agendas, and if it's not getting good reviews, then they don't want to encourage people to get something that's not getting good reviews. They want to do it behind the scenes.
Well, and I think what we see is the, like this piece that it's one of the reasons I share this piece from the Poynter Institute is, okay, people aren't doing what we're telling them to, so we have to double down and push harder.
No.
No, I agree.
No, they need to step back on this and let some things take its course. It's sad how things played out and how many people lost their lives, but I think they pushed it way too soon, and the mandates that they forced on people were, in my opinion, criminal.
It was really kind of an uncertain time. We'd never heard of it. We didn't know what was happening. There are a lot of things that, in hindsight, I would do differently, just a whole host of things. But that's not where the country was at the time. And so now, since then, you and I have learned a lot more. There's been a lot more information out there. And I think people are pretty well educated on this issue.
Now, yes. But I think when you stated that comment about where we were at the time in the country, but that has to do with our leadership, too. You know, when we're Biden and Fauci, we're pushing everything. I think that needs to hold some accountability and responsibility to the outlining and future problems.
Yeah, I think especially Fauci. I mean, more and more, the more that I have heard from Fauci, he has been all over the map, on a host of different issues. It was, you don't need a mask, you got to wear a mask, and then wearing one mask not enough, you got to wear two masks. I mean, it's just the nonsense over this has just been incredible.
Yep. But then they don't produce studies that my husband found on, I think there was one, forgive me if I'm misstating, but Harvard did a study where those little simple masks, those little, that you walk into the doctor's office, those don't do anything to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But they push them on everybody, back in the times, but it's just, that's where I struggle with all of this, is they pushed and pushed without really having the facts and the statistics of what's going on.
Well, Angie, I am so glad you called. I appreciate your perspective. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, half of Americans have not heard about the new COVID-19 vaccine boosters. And so then this piece from the Poynter Institute saying that this is right out of the email today. Journalists, this shows how important it is for you to turn your attention back to COVID-19. Is that what you want? Seriously, is that what you want? You want journalists to turn their attention back to COVID-19? And it says, and don't wait for a fall or winter surge to again get interested. What about you? I would love to hear from you and your reaction to that. Turning their attention back to COVID-19. That is, I think it's one of those issues that you are, at this point, there's been a lot of coverage and a lot of conversation. I think we know a lot of things now that we certainly did not know at the onset of COVID-19. And the idea, I think the journalists are just, this is a great example, got to turn your attention back to COVID-19. Americans, get it. You get it. I understand that you get it. You understand. You are not ignorant on this issue or any other generally. Clint, I'm glad you called. You're on Kello.
Yes, I just had a quick comment for Angie and others like her that I've run into. There's potentially help for them. Truthforhealth.org, I believe, is the website. And they claim they can neutralize or help these people that are having these side effects.
Oh, I got you. Did you suffer any, or did you not get the shot, Clint?
I absolutely would not get the shot because I understand what the small M messenger RNA does. And that's something that I would not even contemplate putting into my body. And that's where I stood on it. And I feel sorry for all these people. I wish this had never happened, but we're here.
Yeah, sadly. Scared. Yep.
And that's kind of all I really have. I think the next thing that we need to do is this emergency authorized use. Our president has declared this COVID pandemic over.
I think that's going to change. When does that end? That ends later this month. I think in the next few weeks that ends. I would not be surprised to see him then reissue that this is an ongoing. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, Clint, thank you so much, my friend. If you're just joining us this morning, I want to get your reaction. Because the Poynter Institute sends out this, this is a daily message that goes out to journalists across the country. And Poynter is, the headline is, half of Americans have not heard about the new COVID-19 vaccine boosters. And what it boils down to is they say, you know, they share some of this information and the fact that Americans, based on research by the Kaiser Family Foundation, that a good number of people say they just aren't even aware. Not even aware as to whether or not there are boosters out there, whether they're eligible for them. And then it concludes this way. It says, journalists, this shows how important it is for you to turn your attention back to COVID-19 and not wait for a fall or winter surge to again get interested. And I look at this and I'm, you know, my reaction is, and maybe it's because you're so well-educated, and I mean this very sincerely, you know, listeners of this show are so incredibly well-educated on this issue of COVID that the last thing I would ever tell you is that, you know, you have heard about them. I know you have. We've talked about them at length. We have talked about it at length. Not just since the beginning, but honestly, since the beginning of this pandemic, you and I have talked about it at length. And you are very well aware of what's available out there. I wonder what your reaction is going to be to the media now, because now enter the state media. As if this isn't an issue that people are concerned about enough already. Now enter the state media saying, boy, we got to push this issue. Well, you got to push harder. This seems to be the media response to everything. If Americans aren't doing what the media wants, we got to shout louder. You tell me if that's wrong. Tell me if you've got a different perspective. I always love hearing from you. And when it comes to COVID-19, you are an incredibly well-informed crowd. We're going to start with Marty. Good morning, Marty. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, my first thought is to call these people journalists is a stretch of the imagination that I can't make.
I don't know what name to use. I agree with you. That's why I referred to them as the state media.
Yeah, or mouthpiece or whatever.
Right.
And number two, we all know about this, but golly, you know, we've got an election coming up in November. So isn't this a good time to get people to think about something else besides the economy and crime and the price of gas and how am I going to pay my bills?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you bring that up. You know, we were talking about that earlier. It is a big issue. And, you know, when even Monmouth University, when you've got legacy, you know, media pollsters who are saying, yeah, the economy, crime, these are the top issues, and Democrats are nowhere near it. Do you think that's what's behind this, Marty?
Partially, I do. Yeah, I do. But, you know, you've still got Fauci out there pushing. And they listen to him in the White House, and they listen to him everywhere.
Yeah, the because now it's gotten to a point where we're going to have to get an annual booster. I mean, that was the last time we heard from him. Americans are going to have to go out and get an annual COVID booster.
Yeah, so that you can get COVID again.
Marty, I'm glad you called. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Janet, good morning. You're on Kello.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Janet.
I think it's just a distraction to get us off of what's really going on.
And what do you think? What are the things that are important to you right now, Janet?
Getting food costs down.
Yeah.
I'm on food stamps and it doesn't stretch out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it breaks my heart, you know.
I'm having to take money out of my budget cash to help pay for food because the food stamps doesn't last me.
Totally understand. And it's one of the reasons, I mean, honestly, you know, this issue of the economy, inflation, how it's impacting people, the rising gas prices, I was talking about that earlier this morning. Cost in Los Angeles is higher than it's ever been.
Wow.
It's shocking.
Yeah, and do not take mRNA vaccines. It is so bad.
Well, I'm glad you shared your thoughts with us. I appreciate it very, very much. Good morning, Chris. You're on, Kello.
Hey, good morning. In response to what you were talking about, the Poynter Institute, saying that, you know, the journalists need to step it up. I guess my immediate response is to say, well, that's fine, but who's listening, who's watching, who's reading what they have to say, and at least not dealing with it with or looking at it with a certain amount of skepticism.
It's a great point. You know, I have so much skepticism when it's the state media anymore that I have had to cultivate other sources of news because from the state media, it's just the same thing. You should see, I mentioned this earlier this morning, you know, what's going on in Florida has very much been on my mind. I think that's, you know, the death toll last I looked was 104 that are dead from that. They're expecting maybe more. And I go out this morning, I was looking for the latest from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and it's all politics as usual, and it's a DeSantis smear campaign when you do a Google News search, and that stuff is just absolutely worthless to me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're embroiled in an information war, and I don't know if a lot of us are picking up on that fact, but I think a lot of us are picking up on the fact that we've stopped tuning in. People, you know, their ratings are decreasing.
Yep.
You know, just look at CNN. You know, all these people are they're having to leave their shows. They're being fired. They're being moved around. You know, nobody really cares anymore.
Not of what's happening at CNN. I absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much, Chris. Good morning, Rob. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. Haven't talked to you in a little bit.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Same to you as well. So my whole thing is, I mean, I don't want to get on the bandwagon of what other people have said, more or less, you know, piggyback or whatever. But, you know, I just wonder if we didn't have COVID, what would the media be reporting? Joe Biden, his failures, Hunter Biden, you know, there'd be no distraction. I mean, the real issues would be addressed.
You think that's what this is really about? It's an attempt to distract?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's just so close to the midterms. It makes one wonder, you know.
Well, I know what's on your mind. because I see it in poll after poll, even this Monmouth University poll, and it isn't COVID-19.
No.
No. No, you're absolutely right. I do think it's a distraction. Thank you so much for the call, my friend. Good morning, Clint. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
Hey, Chief.
You know, I really don't want to be a conspiracy, you know, nut here, but I really have a hard time when I see, you know, the things that happen like this. So all of a sudden, oh, COVID's coming back in. Then if you saw, and I hate to admit that I saw this little clip, but Jim Acosta was with Bill Nye, and they went down this whole thing about, you know, COVID and climate change because of the hurricane. And they do all these things, and you see it not just there. I mean, then you see any of the state media, as you call it, and it's almost like they're getting given a script to go over. And when you see,
you
it
know so who always did a masterful job of pointing that out, I thought, was Rush Limbaugh. You know, right? I used to love to listen to Rush, and Rush would have clip after clip after clip of the media repeating the same thing over ad nauseum.
So how is there not a Emperor Palpatine behind that? I mean, seriously, right? When you eliminate all possibilities, whatever's left has got to be the truth.
Right.
And you just don't have that kind of same thing said over and over, multiple networks, owned by different companies, and they're doing the same talking points all the time. There's someone pulling the strings, and that scares me deeply.
Well, and that's why when I see, you know, an article like this, and again, knowing that this is going out to journalists, and they say, they share these stats, and the journalists, this shows how important it is for you to turn your attention back to COVID-19. And I'm like, oh, please, no, no, please, no.
I'm with you.
Yes, totally understand. Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you, Clint. Good morning, Willie. You're on Kello.
Hi. I'm a member of the Legion, and I make the pancakes. And I talked to a lot of guys, and I said, I get sick as a dog even when I get a COVID shot. And they said, why get them? We don't get them. I said, holy smokes, what's a guy supposed to do? You know.
Well, what's your reaction to that? I mean, have you gotten the boosters, Willie?
Yeah, I've got everything but the last one.
Okay.
The last one.
And, why are others telling you that they're not getting it? Are they giving you a reason?
No, they just said, why do I have to get it? They said, we'll catch it anyway. We'll catch it anyway. But I said, I've had it twice. And it's just like a bad cold. And I said, what would happen if I didn't get the COVID shots? Would I possibly die? I don't know.
Well, you and I both know we're all going to die, Willie. There's no way to avoid. I understand you're saying.
I hope the hell I don't die of COVID.
Right. Thanks so much for your call, my friend. I hate seeing anybody die of whether it's from COVID-19, whether it's from heart disease, whether it's from cancer, whether it's, I mean, we could go on and on. It's one of the reasons why the script for me, I honestly believe this, the script for me has already been written. God knew from the, you know, before the earth started spinning, when I would, the moment that I was going to be born, he knew it all. What's going to be is going to be. And I'm not trying to dissuade you from any course of action at all. What has been troubling to me is to see people that are motivated by fear. And as I listen to the calls, you know, that have come in this morning, you're not motivated by fear at all. I mean, folks are incredibly knowledgeable on this issue, and I have said throughout, you need to do what's ever right for you. You should make your own choice. You should make the choice that's best for you, as whatever it may be. And I'm really, really comfortable with that. I think in a free and open society like America, you know, that's the foundation, is that people make their own choices, their own healthcare decisions, and whatever you believe is best for you, I fully support that, regardless of what it is. What I hate seeing is when people are motivated by fear, and there is nobody that is better at whipping up fear than the state media. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. What does the media do? They engage in fear. It's always constantly fear. It doesn't matter what they're covering. It's either motivated, oftentimes, and I see it just way too much for my taste, motivated by hatred or fear. And I think so many of us, that's not what we're about. That's not what America, certainly middle America, that's not what middle America is about. That's not where we're at. That's not what we're looking for. That's why I was sharing some of those good news stories earlier that, you know, I was talking about that young boy in Florida. Or, excuse me, it was in Indiana. And giving his money to help people in Florida. 7 years old. Ran out to his mom with his bank in his hand. Mom, you know, I want to help. I believe that speaks to a lot of Americans who hear that story, and that resonates with them. Certainly resonated with me. It's a very uplifting story. And I think that's where a lot of us are at. And what's really, really difficult then is we live in a time where it's just all of this, you know, kind of negativity and hatred and, you know, wow. And so COVID-19, I look at that. You know about it. You know all about it. We've talked about it at length throughout from the very beginning. We have talked about it and spent time on it. So the idea then that journalists are going to get out there and push this, I'm like, what? I mean, they have been throughout. Tom, I'm glad you called. You're on Kello.
Thank you. I just want to point out that the media with COVID is doing an abstract thing. It may or may not affect us, but what's affecting me is being able to put food on the table and gas in my car. That's the reality of the situation.
Totally agree. That's why when, you know, as you talk to voters, what are the things on their mind? Yeah. Inflation, crime.
I mean, I've heard some of the commercials that even run on Kello about the vaccine, but I don't really pay much attention to it because, again, I got to worry about feeding myself and my family, which, granted, is only two cats, but, you know, hey, they still got to eat.
Yeah, and some of those commercials that you hear, those are coming from the national shows.
Yep.
They're not coming from us.
But they're on the station, so I understand what you're
saying. Yeah, but it's like any other, you know, understandable. It's like any other product, though. There's stuff that I don't buy or, you know, whatnot. We've all got to make those choices. And that's kind of where I have felt about COVID-19, Tom. It's your choice.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's an abstract thing. It may or may not affect you. I mean, there are reports of people who have had it and never known they've had it.
Yes.
You know, so it may affect you and it may not. So it's an abstract thing.
Yeah, and I agree. Everybody's impacted differently. And I think age is a factor. So there are a lot of things. I'm glad you called, my friend. Thank you. Great call on which to wrap things up this morning.